Right, we're in chapter 15, verse 1, and says, a soft answer turns anger, and according to Sadyugon, Etzev is harsh. A harsh word raises anger. Now, the first question is, why did you say a soft word, like in the second half? Why say he answers softly? What is the answer? What is he answering to? So the answer is that the pasuk is talking about anger, where somebody says harsh words to you. Okay? And the thing is, to remove the anger, you should talk softly and not talk harshly in the same way. You should not talk in the same manner that he's talking to you. Many times when somebody talks harshly to you, so you respond by talking harshly back. That is, the pasuk is saying no. The correct way of answering is to talk softly. Whatever the answer is, it should be a soft, you should talk softly, and the words also should be easy words, not harsh, not attack, until you quiet him down. Then you could think about how to work out the problem, whatever the problem is. But you can't work out a problem when a person is angry. So the only thing is to remove the anger. The only way of removing the anger is to answer softly. But what most people do is they react and they answer harshly. And so all they accomplish is they raise the anger and you get absolutely nothing done. The question is, what causes a person to react when somebody talks harshly, to react harshly? The answer is the ego. You take it as personal, and it hits the ego. Once it hits the ego, then you react. So if you deal with your ego, then you'll be able to act on the first half and save a lot of arguments. I want to emphasize the point that to be able not to react impulsively with anger is to recognize the problem with the ego and to analyze the ego. And as you recognize it, then you'll be able to deal with it and act in the first proper way. We're up